Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. I'm glad to report I'm still dreaming, but the dreams have been getting a lot better over the last 2 nights. It's not bad. It's funny. In the last dream I just had, it's around by the time I post this, it'll probably be around 3:30 a.m. I woke up, I went to bed around, I can't remember, probably, I went to bed at 10:30, all right, 10:30, 10:45, fell asleep very quickly, and believe it or not, and I may have mentioned this a long time ago, I can't remember what I mentioned, I'm getting old and everything, but in my group of graduating classes from high school, we've had a lot of suicides. Been really strange, and I guess over the, maybe because my birthday's coming up or something, I don't know. I've just been thinking about a lot of those people during the day. I don't mean dwelling on them, but I have been thinking about them, and I think that's part of the reason I've been thinking about them, probably because I can't believe they're gone, and some because, you know, the circumstances under which they took their lives. And in the dreams for the last 2 nights, I've been seeing some of these people. The good news is, in the dreams, they've all been, you know, relatively happy. I mean, you know, it's hard to describe dreams. But in this last dream I had, I'm back on a campus, and it's hard to remember now, but there's a lot of golden light. I don't mean like heaven. I mean, you know how you have those lights, those street lights at nighttime, and some of them are white, and some of them are kind of darkish blue. Some of them are got that gas lamp effect, you know, the gold or yellow hue, kind of soft light. It's like that. And kind of like the kind of lights you'd find at a pier. And I'm sorry for yawning. I'm really dry. They got a lot of wind here. Got a high wind advisory, and I got all the windows closed. But I left one, about a half an inch of one of the windows upstairs here in the bedroom, and the wind's gotten in, and it just made me really dry. I'm gonna stop this so I can blow my nose. Hold on.
Pause recording. Pause recording.
And,
button.
You know, normally I wouldn't mind snorting into the mic, but I don't know, it just seems kind of icky, so I'm going to try, if I had to stop every now and then to blow my nose, I'm going to get up and drink a bunch of water. I feel like a prune right now, man. It's just desert wind that comes in through the window, and God, it is just dry, dry. Funny, because when I lived in the Midwest, you know, it's so sticky because of the humidity. Yeah, you can never win. You know, it's always something. But anyway, in the stream,
there's a smell of pizza everywhere.
I think it's probably because I really wanted some pizza before I went to bed. But instead, and by the way, I ate well today. Instead, I had a bowl of cereal, some really good beef stew. I mean, hearty, hearty beef stew, though. Went to a restaurant here for supper, and they had beef stew, but it had rice in it. You ever heard of beef stew with rice in it? It's really strange. I don't know. But I ate all the beef stew part. I didn't eat much of the rice stuff. I wasn't expecting that. This is why I like to get the Dinty Moore stuff in the can. You never get any surprises, but whatever. And then, before I went to bed, maybe around 9:30 or 10, I had purchased some burrito supremes from Del Taco, so I had one of those. So a bowl of beef stew, bowl of cereal, and a burrito supreme. A lot of protein. I wanted dessert today, but, you know, it's just not going to happen. And I sit here and talk. I was thinking, gee, I should go downstairs and get a banana, but my bananas are getting to the point where they're kind of starting to turn. They're still good, I guess, but you know when you peel a banana, but it's just, you know, it's ready to cross over. It gets all stringy on the outside when you kind of peel it. It's like, Jesus, man, it's so hard to keep bananas. I wonder why my favorite fruits are so hard to keep. You got to really be up on the banana thing, and I'm not. But anyway. So in the dream, there's a smell of pizza. And it's a good kind of pizza, you know. It's not the frozen smell, but it's a good pizza. And sorry about the snorting, sniffing. Sorry, I couldn't help it. Hang on. Oh, God, I got to drink some water. Anyway, I'm not talking to any of these people, but I see them walking around the campus, or rather hear them, and it's so weird. In the dream, there's some kind of rule on campus, like, you know, lunch break has to be like, I don't know, 10 minutes, and I'm a champion to improving it or increasing it to 20 minutes or something. And so in the dream, I just did something great. I gave some big speech or something or something or something, man. People are real happy with me. But I know they're happy, but you don't see the people. I'm just walking throughout the campus and looking at this beautiful golden hue, because like in Kentucky, especially in the morning, you have such thick dew, you know, it's foggy, and so the light plays off of it, so it's almost like walking in a real thick golden fog. It's a good thing. And I still have this, when I'm on campus, I feel kind of sad that I can't stay there, although I know, and this time I know it's a dream. Sometimes, you know, we have dreams, we don't even know it's a dream. This time I knew it was a dream. Well, that's good. And the smell of pizza, and then that's pretty much it. I really had the dream in my mind when I woke up, but there was nothing really major about it. It was just kind of a nice, warm feeling of not belonging, because, again, you know, I'm my age now back on in the dream, but hearing all the people that have passed on, hearing their voices talking from various places on the campus, kind of like the voices are coming to me on the wind, you know, they're coming through me through the fog, but there's nothing mysterious about it, you know, and they weren't saying anything deep or anything heavy, they're just talking, you know, nice thing. Anyway, all right, so I guess when it comes to dreams, at least tonight's dream, it was a little brighter and a little better, so I guess that's good. And I'm going to go in and get me a bottle of water and drink it before I turn into parchment here, right here in the bed, and hydrate myself. And when I woke up, I was thinking, man, I should eat that second burrito supreme, but since I'm going to go back to sleep, that probably wouldn't be wise. I'm going to have some toast and put some Tupelo honey on it. I actually have some Tupelo honey downstairs, and that may be good. I'm kind of hungry, though, so the fact that I'm thinking about food is really weird this time of day. But I know if I eat now, then I'll get up and eat later. I don't know. I really am trying to be more disciplined in my eating, but I'm kind of hungry in a weird way. Maybe a bowl of cereal. That's a happy thing. And I have some Cheerios downstairs, and I'm not a big fan of Cheerios. My brother always liked them, but I never liked Cheerios because it's too hard to eat the damn cereal. They don't get soggy. Alert. Call Gukuka Glue. Text message. And they float. Hold on.
Close.
Audio. I just got a text message, and it stopped. Stop my phone. Anyway, Cheerios, you know, they're happy cereal, but you can't, it's hard to eat them because you have to chafe the stupid O's around the bowl. You know, it's not like cornflakes where they get soggy and start to sink or something, and you can just kind of get to know them, you know, get comfortable. I swear with Cheerios, man, they're just so happy they float and bobble and everything. It's like, Jesus, get a life. There's a war in the world, you know? But I do feel kind of like eating a happy cereal, even though they don't have any much substance. They are happy, and I feel kind of, in a weird way, kind of happy, although I don't sound it, I guess, huh? But either way, I'm going to come back to bed and get some more sleep. So I hope your day's a little brighter, a little better, okay? Take care, and remember to make it joyful, no less. And I will talk to you soon. And now I'm going to stop this. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Pause recording. Pause recording. Button.
By the way, you may have heard kind of an automated voice in the background. That's VoiceOver. I don't know why this thing is picking up VoiceOver. Normally it doesn't, but for whatever reason it is now. So there you have it, in case you were wondering. All right, take care. Bye.
Pause recording.